In 2017, rap and R&B surpassed rock as the biggest genre in the US based on album sales and streams. And trap is arguably rap's most popular subgenre. That means millions of Americans of every shade right now are listening to music that invokes the cultural legacy and ongoing struggles of segregation, structural racism, and urban violence.
When you think about somebody like a T.I., right? He talks about the consequences of what it means to be a trapper. And he uses the music to kind of work through that. But this is really interesting to me how everything is all trap everything. And I'm like, I mean, I joke with my students. So it's like you have trap yoga, trap and paint, trap karaoke, trap water. And I'm like, I mean, I am a trap purist. I really need to get a shirt. It's just basically me sitting on the porch, so to speak, and being like shaking my fist like, no, this isn't trap. But I'm slowly but surely coming to, you know, grips with the fact that trap music is now trap aesthetics because it does have that kind of distinct print that can be used to update or remix other genres that are already in place. But I also wish that folks would also, you know, basically give receipts and credit where credit is due. This just didn't come out of nowhere. Trap didn't just come out of nowhere. You know what I'm saying?